Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
We do odd things on this show. This is a little bit of a different show. So if I'm going to Disney World next week, we talk about Disney World and we talk about it with you and things like that. We do odd things. Management scratches their head, but they're like, somehow his show has managed to stay on the air for now 14 years on national radio. I don't know how, but I guess it works.
Here's John Kincaid.
Dude, make it 15 years. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. We appreciate them and their fine patronage. Do you realize right now in these difficult times, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, they're going to take great, great care of you. Even if you're not a current customer right now, they got the give back. It's going to save you some big cash right now. Here's what I want you to do. Check out our friends at Rocket Mortgage. They are fine, fine supporters of CBS Sports Radio and your wallets, which is a great, great thing to be able to have on your side. Interesting, just talking to Hoyt, and those who listen on 680 The Fan in Atlanta know who Hoyt is. One of our fine producers and one of the crew here at 680. He's listening. He sends me a note, and he says, on Eric on our last call, it's great that everybody wants to talk about, you know, and well, NBA players, they have a forum. They have a message. They can put their messages in the back of the uniforms. They have every right to do it. Yeah, they do. But absolutely, when NBA players had a chance to have a voice, because we're speaking for everybody, right? Everybody, we're speaking for everybody. We're speaking out against people being abused, human rights violations, people not being treated as humans. Yet we have NBA stars who make tens of millions of dollars because of doing business with China. China. Anthony, is that how you say it? China. We have NBA players and coaches who are very quick to tell me every single grievance they've got with this country. And guess what? You have every right. You got a grievance? Air it. You got a grievance? Air it. Let it be known. Speak up. But don't let the cat get your tongue when it starts to affect your wallet. When speaking out against China would cause you to maybe, or cause the NBA to be mad at you because you'd cost them some dollars. Wow. That's very situational outrage to me. Very situational. It's not very woke. Let's put it that way. If you don't care about, I'm making tens of millions of dollars because people have no human rights and they're being exploited. If you've got no voice about that, put that on the back of a jersey. You think the NBA is allowing that message on the back of a jersey? Do you think any NBA player will be brave enough to put that on the back of a jersey? Human rights for the Chinese.
I like China.
I bet you do, Donald. China. You liked that China from wrestling, didn't you, Anthony? You're a big fan of China, right? You were, see? That's the China you think of, isn't it? She is quite the woman. Quite the woman. Bottom line is, will any NBA player have the guts Or will the NBA allow it for someone on the back of one of their jerseys to, hey, it's supposed to be any message about, you know, I guess, what is it? Any message for positive change, civil rights, human rights, whatever message they want to put on the back of a jersey. Do you think the NBA, do you think they're welcoming a message that criticizes China? My guess is no, that won't make it. That won't make it. That'll be one of those messages that they prefer to say, don't think that's happening. We're not, we want messages, positive messages, but we're really not big on that one. Because you know what? That one affects our wallets. Unbelievable. If you want to get in with us, you can. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Major League Baseball makes a decision that in part of its return, and you hear it, and I'm very thrilled that we got Major League Baseball coming back. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the 60-game season. I wish it was a little longer. I'm okay. I was hoping for like 80, but I'm fine with 60. That's okay. Give it to me. Give me the opportunity to watch baseball again. I love baseball. It is the soundtrack of every summer of my entire life. I am so thrilled that we're going to get to talk about it again with you. I'm so thrilled that we're going to have, give me a 4.5 hour American League style game. I promise I'm not going to complain. I might check in and out. I may fall asleep some nights, but it'll be fine. But just to have it back will be a beautiful thing. Sorry about that, Dan Walken. I know that Dan's probably saying, it's never going to happen. Sorry, Dan. Choose to look at it a little differently. But look, and for those in my media, it's not just Dan. For those in the media that continue to push the, well, it's not going to happen. By the way, a gentleman says to me, did you mean Keith Olbermann? Yeah, I meant Keith Olbermann. Yes, I did. I did mean Keith Olbermann, if you missed that earlier on in the show today. Just if you were wondering what we were talking about. Yes, that was Keith Olbermann I was talking about. So, Major League Baseball now is going to put a runner on second base in extra innings. All right, now you're talking about, you're fundamentally just changing the game. This to me makes zero sense. I'm glad to see the sport coming back, and it's 60 games in what, 66 days? So it's obviously going to be hard to, you know, be able to squeeze all these games in. But having to start extra innings with a runner on second base, I'll flat out say it, that stinks. That absolutely stinks. And I was wondering earlier, and James Graceffo, who was running the show earlier during Salicata's show, big baseball fan, and I'm like, do you think anybody is going to... It's the Mets. Anthony, I'll give you control of your Mets. Your Mets are playing my Phillies, all right? It's 3-3, we go to the top of the 10th. And beat the Mets, grab the kitties, bring the wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. So, it's extra innings. You're managing the Mets. Runners on second base. First batter up, what are you doing?
Let's bunt it, baby.
So are you going to bunt? Because James was talking to me earlier, and he goes, do you think in today's day of the sabermetrics that the spreadsheet is going to spit out that you should lay down a bunt and get that runner over to third and give up an out? In today's day and age? Because I'm wondering what we're going to see. It makes total sense. How many players can bunt nowadays? How many guys on the Mets roster right now do you know you can count on to lay down a bunt? How many pitchers, by the way, in Major League Baseball, do you know that you can just say, hands down, I know that I can count on my pitcher to advance a runner, lay down a bunt, put down a sacrifice when they get up, so at least they're semi-productive? Now, this year we have the designated DH. So the DH will be universal. I don't think it's ever coming back. By the way, we're never going to see pitchers bat again. But it used to be, wow, could the pitcher lay down a bunt? I got to be worried more about position players laying down a bunt. At least pitchers would practice it. At the end of every single batting practice session, when you would see watch batting practice, you would watch it when a Major League Baseball pitcher was up there. The pitcher would try to bunt three or four balls at the end of their session, and then the next guy comes up. And at the end of his session, he usually wasn't laying down bunts in the same way. I just don't dig this. Don't dig it at all. Makes no sense to me. And so that's where I'm hanging on that one right now. Glad baseball's back. I don't see where it was necessary that they do this. How is New York reacting to this, Anthony? Because I'm in Atlanta, you're in New York, we're social distancing, which we've done for, by the way, the entire tenure that we've worked together here at the network. How's New York reacting to baseball coming back?
Excited. I'm a little disappointed, and I should say confused by some people. Like, again, I know ideally 60 games is not great, but again, it's 2020. We've had a global pandemic.
Correct.
I mean, nothing in 2020 is normal. Just deal with it. Everything is going to be a little different this year, just the way it's going to be. And hopefully, 2021, we can, we'll get back to normal. So just deal with the 60 games. I know it's not ideal, but again, for me anyway, it's better than no baseball at all.
I can't wait. I mean, I'm so excited for it. And I know that there are many in my industry who are rooting against our industry, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, that sports will come back. But to me, this it is, that's what it is right now. I'm very woke. I'm going to root. I write about sports for a living, but anybody who has a positive story on sports, my angle's going to be negative. And you know what? If this sports writing doesn't work out, maybe one of the cable news networks will hire me. That sounds almost like that Kyrie laugh. Who was the NBA player? Why am I drawing a blank on who had the crazy laugh? Can't remember. 855-212-4CBS. Gentleman says to me, if you ever think the NBA would allow a free China, he says free China, defend Chinese rights. If you think the NBA would ever allow that in the back of a uniform, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. Gentleman says here, who will be the first NBA player to say stop domestic violence on the back of their jersey? It's a chronic problem in professional sports. Will somebody use their forum for that? Interesting. Look, if you're allowing players to have personal expression, I'm anxious to see what each player will stand up for. What will be that personal message? And I'm here to tell you right now, it's June 28th? Mark it down now. This will cause dissension. This will cause discord. This won't be bringing people together. It won't be. Because you know what? You've all lived through 2020. You see it. Nobody wants to listen to anybody else. Nobody wants to be preached to by anybody else. Nobody wants to hear a contrary message to what their echo chamber tells them. I don't think this is a smart decision by the NBA, and I think it's going to backfire on them. 855-212-4CBS if you'd like to get in with us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Ra in Maryland. What's going on, Ra?
Hey, in regards to the NBA players, they should be focusing their attention on their objective, which is to get the United States police off of black men's necks. Why would they focus on something that's happening in China when China is not oppressing black men in America?
China's not oppressing who? Wait a minute, though.
They're not oppressing black men in America.
Wait a minute. The NBA is making tens of millions of dollars in China, and NBA players are personally making millions and millions of dollars in China.
No,
that's fine. That's fine. So you don't care about those. Those people don't matter to you.
You're saying all lives matter, essentially.
No. What I'm saying to you is, the NBA makes big money in China. So you're telling me it doesn't matter that the people who are maybe even making NBA players' shoes, clothing, television deals over there, you're telling me it doesn't matter what's going on over there. Why are you telling me that every NBA player has to have the same focus with the message? Why is that?
I didn't say every NBA player did. I didn't say that either.
Well, you just did. You said that should be their focus. No, there could be players that are focused on that.
That is the focus.
No.
What I said.
They get to have the focus on being, NBA players get to have the focus on whatever they want. So do you think any one of them will be brave enough to call out the NBA in China?
If they want to.
Think the NBA would allow it?
If the NBA would allow it, LeBron James already said something regarding China.
No, he did not. He was mum. He said he wasn't educated enough on the topic while he was in China. He said he wasn't educated enough on the topic and then wouldn't talk to the media. What are you talking about?
He changed his mind and changed his focus.
You got it. Change your mind. I got you. Change mind, change focus. Gotcha. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for checking in. I want to know, is the message what the NBA agrees with? Is the message potentially going to hurt the NBA's business model? Is that going to be acceptable? What's acceptable in this messaging? And more importantly, if it's what you come to the table for in professional sports, it's not what I'm there for. Now, if a player on their personal time wants to do whatever, advocating for whatever they want, that's awesome. That should be celebrated. That should be absolutely something that we applaud. But the idea during a game, I don't think it has a place. And you're entitled to your opinion, too. I'm going to just say to you, let's have some consistency. Do you think the NBA would allow the China relationship to be called out? I'm here to tell you, I doubt it. In a big way. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS if you want to join us on the John Kincaid Show. I got to tell you this, a voting initiative? Paint me skeptical from the NFLPA. We'll get to it next. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
I like China.
The Unexpected, back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, it's like all the 80s tunes this morning. Piano, you might get a raise even without having to wear the pay me on the back of a t-shirt.
How's
next
that
week
happen?
Next week into the office. You don't think that's happening anytime?
No.
I was asked by a listener here. So we're going to have to make sure, Anthony, that we get this audio to AP, to DA and to Tiki and Tierney. Because a gentleman says to me here, big listener to CBS Sports Radio, love you on the weekends. And because of the Radio.com app, I found some of the local the weekday shows, and I love them very much. What do you think Mraz would have on the back of his T-shirt? What would DA say? What would Tiki and Tierney say? So we can speculate a little, Anthony. What would, on the back of Mraz's T-shirt, more snacks? Better all, snacks?
But all, what, all food matters.
All food matters might be an idea. See? Better snacks in the vending machines? I've been to the studios. I don't get invited up much. But I've been to the studios. The vending machines, not options. And that walk to the Dunkin' Donuts is a little long. It's a little long to get upstairs. You can't do it during a commercial break. What would DA have on the back?
Well, you're spoiled there where your spot is.
Oh, my gosh. The battery's awesome, yeah. Isn't it? Oh, man. Here at the Battery Atlanta, where the Braves Truist Park is, it's awesome. We have everything here. How about DA? Whiter teeth. His DA could be for whiter teeth because he's got some of the whitest teeth anyone has ever had in the radio industry. Whiter teeth. What would Tierney? What could it be? What brand? More mirrors? Tierney likes to take a good look. There isn't a mirror that Tiki and Tierney don't go by and go, man, am I looking good today? I'm looking sharp. Maybe more mirrors in the studio if we get a chance to advocate for something. If you have any ideas, you can share them on social media. Scott in Boston joins us. Scott, I appreciate you getting up early with me this morning. What's going on, buddy?
What's up? Good morning.
How you doing, Scott?
What's up, man? Before I get to my baseball take, 80s music, I must say, the best 80s song, certainly opinionated, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
I love it. I love it. It is. It's absolutely. I sing it every time. All for freedom and for pleasure.
That's your next reintro coming out of the next break.
All for freedom and for pleasure.
We came back with it already.
Nothing has to last forever.
Ready? Watch this. There's a room where the light won't find you. What a great song. 80s music was cool.
It was
awful too.
Because you know what? Because you know what? It was we were all a little dumb and stupid in the 80s, which is great. I love the 80s. I love
it. I'm a closeted Michael Jackson fan. I still love hearing Michael Jackson every now and then, you know.
Absolutely. I don't hear much Michael Jackson anymore. But if it's on my own device, I do. But
please don't let it be confused with Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pumpkins.
All right.
I could talk music all day. All right, let's go on baseball.
Okay.
All right, I'm telling you right now, I hate it. I hate that they're forcing us 60 games, and here's why.
Why?
Because it feels so forced and commercialized. It feels like, they see the.
So you'd rather not have it?
Yeah, I'll say it. Yeah, I wouldn't. And you know what? That goes for all the sports. This is a crazy time we're living in. Buckle it all down. The heck with it all. Everyone knows we're talking about college sports. I miss college hockey. I'm a college hockey fan up here in New England, you know? No one even talks about that. BU, BC, Northeastern, the Bean Pot.
Okay.
That's in the back row.
That's because it doesn't serve, honestly, that doesn't serve the national consciousness. The national consciousness is NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Those three are the biggest. Those are the ones that serve the national consciousness. And by the way, we've never needed it more. We've never needed it more than we need it this year. I don't understand.
Don't you feel like a pawn in a chess game? I feel forced. It's like, I have an idea. Shut everything down. I'll see you in spring training.
Why do I want that? Why would I want that? Why? I'm in the sports.
It's not the same, man.
I don't care.
When it's forced on you.
I'm in the sports.
You're going to play 60 games. Really?
So you know what? Wait a minute. What about your Patriots?
About the whole other conversation. Yeah.
You don't want to see the Patriots play? You want to shut it down till next year?
I'll tell you what. I'm looking for. This is an interesting, great segue into what I want to say. I'm looking forward to this pad. I'm a diehard Tats fan. I live 20 minutes from Gillette. This season, I'm looking forward to more than any in the past, not 20 years, I would say 10 years. Because every year, we've all known it's the same thing. They're going to go 14-2, 13-3, whatever. They're going to play the NFC Championship. Now it's like, let's see what happens with
Stidham. There's drama.
With Brady in Tampa. It's very interesting. I'm looking very much
forward
to this football season.
I appreciate it.
I want it the real way, not forced, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, guess what? That's fine. I appreciate it. I can't imagine. I can't imagine saying my wife saying that she brought home some, I don't know. She brought home a great cake that I like. And on the icing of the cake, it says, Happy Bar Mitzvah, Larry. And I'm like, you know, thanks for bringing home the cake, honey, but it just feels forced. I love the cake, but, it just feels forced. No, I want the cake. Mike in Virginia joins us. Mike, how are you?
Hi, man.
What are you up to this morning?
I just want to say, you're my favorite show. I'm glad that you
came on in the last 4 months. I get up super early, and I listen.
What do you mean, last 4 months? You didn't get
me
before.
I live out in Virginia, so it's usually like local.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on there.
I love it, man. You're the best. You're the best sports talk on the radio, in my opinion. And I think I might be being partial because I grew up in Clifton Heights.
Did you really? I grew up in Broomall.
So,
I'm from Broomall, so I mean,
I know.
We're Delco boys, right?
Yeah, shout out to RIP Granite Run Mall.
And, now you come from the wrong. Now let everybody know right now though, you come from the wrong side of Delco, right? You come from the very. I come from the very polished side of Delco, right? I mean,
yeah, I think we're all the same though.
Do you have a lot? You have a lot of friends who went to O'Hara, where I went to high school.
That's where I went.
When did you go to O'Hara?
I graduated in 91.
Oh well, you're a kid. I graduated.
Yeah.
I was God, 8-9 years ahead of you. So sorry about that, but it's great.
All right. You know, we're the proud school of Tim Donaghy.
No, we're proud about a lot of things. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a Hall of Famer at O'Hara. When you walk in the front door, you can see my name on the plaque right there in the lobby. So I mean, at least
is that right?
Yeah, they ran out of people. They had obviously run out of people to do that. So, Mike, I'm glad you were checking in. Real quick, what do you got for me?
MLB. It seems like they just can't get it right. I mean, it looks like they're taking advantage of the situation right now to make the rule change, but they want to make the game shorter because the games right now can be anywhere from 3 hours to 4 hours long. But they take away the DA. I mean, they take away the pitcher hitting, which is a guaranteed out most of the time, which is going to make the game shorter, and that doesn't really make any sense to me.
Well, I'll tell you this, we're never seeing National League Baseball without the DH again, so it's never coming. Like, I mean, I don't believe it's ever coming back. Appreciate your call, Mike. Good to hear from you, buddy. Mike's from the mean streets of Delco. You know, I come from the 1,100 square foot houses in Delco. I mean, you know, we much different. I can assure you that I want baseball any way that they're going to give it to me. And he says, doesn't it, you know, people tell me, like, doesn't it feel forced? Sure it does. Feels forced. But you know what? Force it. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I want the baseball. I've said it before. I am one of the sheep. I am one of the people that Roger Goodell and Rob Manfred and Commissioner Silver to a whole nother level, a different level, because it's not as extreme with me. The NBA, I love the NBA. We love watching it, but I'm not as invested. Let's put it that way. That I'm one of the sheep. They've got me. They know I'm going to be there in front of the television set, especially Major League Baseball, but the NFL, especially college football, especially. They know they've got me. They don't have to do anything to cater to me. They can treat me. I can be the abused spouse. I can be the abused spouse. And they won't care. They'll continue to just treat me like garbage. And I'll continue to show up. And they know that I'll show up. I didn't get to it here. I'm going to get to it right when we come back. The NFL Players Association feels that it's very, very important that there be a voting initiative this season. Interesting. I want to know what that's about. Plus, more of your calls at 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. It'll last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for information and eligibility. We'll get to that. It's got to be a lot of different questions I've got on it.
Loves being right. We just wish he was more often. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I believe this was 79. I think this song is 41 years old. No. You'll have to use the, as Mike Francesa would say, the Google machine. And check it out for me. I think I'm going to guess 79, Anthony. which is another one of those game shows I have knocking around in my head, is like can you put songs in order of their release? Can you put albums in order of their release? I'm thinking this was 79. Appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you that we've been on a two-month. We are now approaching. We're 7 weeks in.
I'm sorry, 84, by the way.
Was it really? Wow. Wow, I'm way off on that one. I would have guessed the Cars for 79.
I knew I was right with that one.
You thought it was like 84? What was it?
I wasn't sure about 84, but I knew 80s.
Well, I thought that was 79. Check and see about the Cars in 79. If they released in 78 or 79. Something reminds me that it was in the 70s when they started. I'm not sure. But we've been on like a 7 week. We will not watch any kind of network news in our house. So if you're from the left or you're from the right, I have no interest in it. Just stay away from it. And that includes network news, too. So we're staying away from it. So we've started to watch old things that we enjoyed watching that just make us laugh. And we found a show. I'm going to share it to you coming up. My buddy Todd Graffanini getting ready to get back to work with the New Orleans Hornets. He said he listens to this show just for the bumper music. So, Anthony, he's found a reason to enjoy the show. I'm glad to see we're keeping Todd entertained. Get back to work, lazy. Get back to work. Gary in Rocky Top, Tennessee, joins us. Gary, what's going on, brother? Thanks for holding on.
Hey, man, I'm driving my 18-wheeler and enjoying CBS Sports Radio and enjoying your show.
Blow
hey,
the horn for me. Wait, blow the horn for me then.
All right, here we go.
There we go. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Hey, here's what I would put on the back of my jersey if I had that option. I would put 2020 and an asterisk. This whole year deserves an asterisk, any way you look at it. And for baseball, if they want to tinker with the game, this is the year to do it. If they start at the 10th inning with three people on second base, I don't care. Do whatever they want to do. Buddy, thank you for the time there. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. I always love when the truckers blow the horn like that. That is awesome. By the way, get your Prius out of the left lane. Gary's just trying to get food on the shelves for you. Products and goods to your local stores. Get the Prius out of the left lane. It never belongs. If you have a Prius, if you're electric or you have a Leaf, if a Leaf is on the back of your car, get out of the left lane. I'll get to your calls coming up, but I just want to quickly address this because I've teased it enough. The NFL Players Association, it's announced this week, they have a strong concern in the 2020 season that they want to have a voting initiative. The NFL Players Association, a voting initiative. What do you think this means, Anthony? What do you think a voting initiative means for the NFL Players Association? Be honest. What do you believe the NFL wants to do? And if you're playing along at home with the John Kincaid Show Home Edition, what do you think an NFL Players Association voting initiative in 2020 means? I'm okay. And again, I don't want it during games, but I am all for players, owners, broadcasters having their voice. I will assure you, I don't need it around the game itself. So if there's a voting initiative and it's like, get out and vote, get yourself registered, get out to vote, make sure that you know when early voting is in your state. If I see Carson Wentz and I see Sam Darnold and I see Matt Ryan and other NFL players getting the word out that this is the time, there's early voting in your state. I live in a state where there is generous early voting. You don't have to wait in line on election day. You can vote weeks in advance, even on weekends, with early voting. It's simple. It's easy. I do it every time.
We talk about kneeling.
Do you think that's going to be in a voting initiative? You see, it's the thing is that the NFL Players Association wanting a voting initiative, I'm fine with it. as long as it's not, this is the NFL Players Association telling you this is how you should vote, which is, I believe, what it would end up being. I'm skeptical because nothing comes without extreme bias in 2020. Maybe that's skeptical on my part. Maybe that's cynical would be a better word. Maybe it's cynical. I'm all for the NFL Players Association having a voting initiative. And again, Drew Brees, Deshaun Watson telling people in Houston, hey, remember, early voting begins in Houston this week and all across the state. Here's where you can make sure you know where your polling place is. If you don't know where your polling place is, here's how you find it on the internet. I am all for a voting initiative because everybody needs to be active. Everybody needs to have their voice heard. Everybody wants to complain and doesn't want to get involved in the civic process. So get on out there and vote. So I'm all for it. As long as it's not here, I'm player X. Let me tell you how you should vote. At that point, it's divisive. I hope the NFL Players Association comes about this the right way. I think it's a brilliant idea as far as to get people to be socially minded and active. Let's say you got 1% more of the population to want to vote. Up off their couches, putting down their gaming controllers and deciding to do that. I think it'd be awesome. And that would be a success. But don't make the initiative about telling me how to vote. But tell me to get out and vote. I think it's a great idea. Ruben in Charlotte joins us. Charlotte, what's going on? I love Charlotte, Ruben. What's going on?
First time caller. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. You sound very clear.
Thank you. Got a new extender, Verizon extender, in my house to help the signal.
Oh, it helps the signal. That's a good idea. And then very, very good.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people from Verizon are very happy that you mentioned Verizon, too. That's good.
You know what? I should give them a pub, but I didn't even mean to.
No, that's all right. What's going on?
So, I've been talking locally with the situation here with NASCAR and the news and everything. I'm very concerned about the politicization of sports in our country. I'm glad you're not watching the news no more, but unfortunately seeping into, you know, ESPN and shows like that. And it's putting...
Oh, I've seen it on ESPN. ESPN was supposed to be getting less political. It's been right back to the... The pendulum's been right back to it. And I watch ESPN because I want to be entertained. I want to be, I want to be informed on my business. And I got to tell you, that's not what I'm tuning in for, but that's fine.
Yeah. And I want to talk about the social justice movement with the NBA players. As an African-American man, I don't think it's authentic. And the reason why it's not authentic, keep in mind, these people are so removed from anything that's calamity or anything where they have to deal with police because they got everything they have. They got the security. They got the everyone tell them how great they are. I couldn't spend 3 days with Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, African-American male. I would be awkward because they don't share my life. They don't share my struggles. They're detached from it. So how I just really question how really close they are to the so-called social justice movement.
Well, I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this is that if you do know or not, I do a podcast with Shaquille O'Neal. And I've worked with, and Shaq and I have been doing a podcast for 5 years. I'm just glad that I could bring my stage to him because he really was underexposed until he started working with me. But Ruben, I can tell you this. I know a guy like Shaq who is one of the most visible people on the planet. And I know that Shaq has been involved in social justice type projects and initiatives for many, many years, as long as I've known him. But he tends to give his support and he tends to show up for things and do things. He doesn't do it for the gram.
Okay.
He doesn't do it for his social media feed. He doesn't do it for a TV camera. He tries to find ways to help his communities to make things better. And he's also very supportive of law enforcement. So, I see that. I see that. But I think it's bad to say, and I'm not criticizing your opinion, but I think it's bad to say that you don't think it's genuine. Because I really do believe that everybody, I think anybody with a reasonable mind is outraged by police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's also, I find that, and I read a nice piece yesterday about people saying, like, well, we don't need police anymore. I'm like, I can't deal with simpleton mindsets. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. It's just if we've seen with full police forces what happens when we happens when criminality takes to the streets and decides to try to hijack a good movement by looting and setting fires and things like that. And so I don't believe that there's got to be more middle ground. And I think a lot of people are going to reject it. You're rejecting it, it sounds like, Ruben.
I'm rejecting it. The reason why I'm rejecting it, because I truly believe if you want to take it on a level, you got to reach across the aisle. I would love to have a summit at the White House with Trump's task force, with LeBron James, Shaquille O'Neal, and all the players. But that's not going to happen because they're told not to even talk to him. They're told not to even talk to the other side. How can we move forward if we're going to stay in camps?
And I can assure you, I can assure you that I think your belief system there is correct. Do not cooperate. Do not cooperate. It's resistance, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
And Ruben, as long as we're doing, what's great though is that you and I seem to maybe we should have a summit and we should invite them.
Yeah. Someone does too, because everyone's scared to talk to the other. Everyone's scared to put an olive branch to the other side.
Or scared to offend somebody with their opinion. Yeah. Thanks, Ruben.
And we're scared to be seen with people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right. There you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. I want to give it to you before the top of the hour. So Anthony, we've started to watch Christina Found for $20. On like Amazon, found the entire DVD series of Soap. Did you ever watch this show? Have you ever seen it in reruns?
I've never seen an episode, no.
Okay, this was a show. It premiered in 77. But you would laugh your backside off, is all I can assure you. We've been rewatching it. It was a 4-year series on ABC. Benson spun off on this. You know Benson, the TV show Benson, maybe?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Robert Guillaume spun off of Soap. He spun off. Benson spun off of Soap. And I am telling you, it is irreverent. It's stupid. It's funny. And you're going to laugh. But you will never believe what was on network TV 4+ decades ago and what they got away with. It's unbelievable. All right, we got so much fun coming. We got a second half of this show. So Clemson numbers, they're positive. Very positive. We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.